This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are we putting them all out, Em?
Yeah, 4 chairs per table.
I'm not going to be surrounded by babies. How will I know which is bonniest?
Miriam Duxford chooses a winner. You just get them in a line for her.
Why can't somebody else do it? I was supposed to help in the beer tent.
Look, with Nick ill, they need you with the babies because there's basically no one else.
Thanks.
Into the breach, Jazza, mate.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hiya, Jill.
Hiya.
Have you seen Alice or Fallon?
Fallon was talking to the restaurant women.
Yeah, Lulu Duxford's doing the opening ceremony and Miriam's judging the competitions, apparently.
The Echo wants me to do a photo shoot with the Duxfords.
But keep calm, Jelly. Oh, Nick Killer Flapjacks.
Very funny. Now, if you see Fallon, can you tell her there aren't any safari park tickets after all?
For the raffle? Kira was desperate to win those.
Alistair forgot to phone his contact, despite me reminding him several times. Anyway, I cheered myself up buying the most wonderful book from Jenny Stahl, all about preserving rural landscapes. I might present it to Justin Elliott. Oh, there she is! Fallon! Have you got a minute?
What's that about?
Another one against the housing development, I guess. You'd think she'd know how hard it is for our generation with Pip and the boys.
Well, Pip thinks it's a waste of good farming land.
No.
New houses would liven this place up. But in the shop yesterday, your ma was going on to Jennifer Aldridge about all the problems, Emma.
Problems?
Well, I better go and help Dad set up the ferret racing. Oh, Jazz, there's Brian heading towards the boat.
Ah, right on time. Where's my gear? Okay. Wish me luck.
Jazzer, what do you mean, problems?
Salt vinegar's fine, Jolene, and keep the change.
Oh, Harrison, you don't know what's going on.
Brian, sorry, I'm starving.
Well, Alice told me to find you. Where's the microphone?
Oh, Jazza's bringing the equipment now.
Oh, I'd join you in a pint, but she says I've got to preserve my dulcet tones. Her words, not mine.
Is that the community choir?
Should they be drinking shots?
Oh, wish I could. This human fruit machine is a ruddy nightmare. So far, only Tracy and Chris have turned up.
Ah, Brian, already?
Jetta, now, is the PA system set up? Because we better test it.
Neat.
Well, there is. I mean, these systems always play out.
Ah, they do.
And they have. The whole system's kaput.
Sorry?
So, we've had to improvise.
What on earth's that?
It's a town crier's robes.
The tricorn. Now, there's a hat.
And who's wearing that?
Well, someone's got to announce things. Someone with your dulcet tone.
Oh, no. No chance. One of you can do it.
Nobody can what we say.
Aye, well, the Eckers like.
What?
The Duxford sisters are pretty hot for their age.
And their restaurant sounds amazing.
Well, it will be. I have tickets for the gala opening.
VIP ones?
No.
Pity.
Yeah, what a shame you don't know them personally.
Whoever hosts the fete will meet them for sure.
Well, it's always good to meet people.
Well, good man. That settled it.
You can change in the gents.
I cannot believe this.
Oh, Brian.
What?
Your bell.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Where's this Fallon woman gone? Does someone know if I'm cutting a ribbon?
Excuse me. Coming through.
I have no idea what I'm expected to do.
Good afternoon, Miss Duxford.
Oh. What are you doing here?
The Echo wants photos of us together.
Ah, that's right. Miriam says it will be good publicity.
I'm sure it will be. Now, I do want to apologise again. Oh, goodness. Is that Brian?
Excuse me. Are we ready to start? Oh, hello, Jill.
Who the devil are you?
Fallon's at the start without her.
She's trying to get the community choir out of the ball.
Ah, Brian Aldridge. Always a pleasure to meet other local business people.
You're in business?
Well, obviously today I'm the town crier, but as a prominent Borsetshire landowner, I like to think I play my part in the local economy.
Really? Is he all right?
I'm not sure.
So we'll be up on the platform. Can you manage? Right, may I ask if you're married?
My marital status is my concern.
No, I meant, is it Miss or Mrs. when I'm announcing you?
It's Ms.
Right, yeah, yes, of course, Ms. Ms. it is. I must say, I'm incredibly excited about the opening of Les Soeurs Heureuses. But I already have tickets for your gala opening night. And actually, I was wondering whether...
Can we get on with it? These shoes are killing me.
Yes, of course. Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Pray silence for Miss Lulu Duxford of the delightful, the exquisite Les Soeurs Heureuses restaurant, opening soon.
Thank you. I'll do the PR. Good afternoon, everyone. May I say how lovely it is to be part of this community event? My sister and I are keen to embrace life here in the heart of Borsetshire. To that end, I am delighted to announce that at Les Soeurs Heureuses, we will be offering training in our kitchen to the unemployed young people of this county.
That's very good news.
Now, without further ado, I declare the 2017 Ambridge Village Fete open.
Excellent speech. Really snappy.
Excuse me, you're in shot.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Thanks very much. One more.
If you want photos of us together, it'll have to be now because I'm due at the tombola.
Oh, very well.
Can you shake hands, ladies?
Oh, all right.
If we have to.
I wanted to say how pleased I am that the proceeds of this fete are going to the Happy Friends Cafe in Borchester.
A very worthy cause.
Glad you agree. And I'm also delighted to learn that Les Soeurs Heureuses want to embrace our community.
As I said.
And reduce their considerable food waste.
Oh, well, of course.
By donating it all in future to the Happy Friends, where it will be put to good use.
Sorry?
Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thanks very much. Who do you think you are telling people that?
Lovely to see you too. I must take my turn on the tombola. Bye.
I was talking to you, Mrs. Archer.
Lulu, may I get you a coffee or perhaps a slice of cake?
Oh, you again. Look, if you're employed to announce things, I suggest you do your job. Excuse me.
No, I'm not actually a... Oh, damn.
Sorry, folks, no winners that time.
Hey, Ed. Ferrets behaving themselves.
Oh, we're coining it in. Adele's so bolshy, she wins one race by a mile and then don't even finish the next. Ed, did you see them lads mouthing off at the pickers?
Yeah.
Ed, mate, let me help you with the ferrets. I'm begging you.
Why, what's up with the bonny babies?
The bawling babies, you mean? They've not stopped screaming.
It's not me. They love me. Turns out I'm a regular baby magnet. No, it's Brian Aldridge ringing his bell in their poor wee ears.
Oh, yay, oh, yay. Pray silence for the Edgley Morris men.
We've had to postpone it twice, because who wins if they're all screaming?
Excuse me, Lulu, do you have a moment?
Blimey, she's actually running.
White coffee, no sugar.
Oh, Emma, thanks for bringing it over.
This is where you're hiding.
Would you like some refreshments, Miss Duxford? Oh,
will people please stop trying to force-feed me lemon drizzle cake?
Oh, sorry.
Now, listen here, Mrs. Archer. You cannot simply announce something like that without...
I'm afraid I'm busy. Here, it's £1 for 3 goes.
What? Oh, all right, here you are. And another thing. How dare you imply we're wasteful?
Pick 3, please. You need a 5 or a 0 at the end.
Oh, okay. They're very fiddly.
Let me help.
We have to work to a very high standard, so there will inevitably be some excess.
Which is no problem if it's donated to Happy Friends. Otherwise, excess is indeed waste.
No winners, I'm afraid.
It's a bit rich being criticised by someone who hasn't even eaten in our restaurant.
And I'm not likely to at your prices.
Then you must judge for yourself. Here.
What's this?
Excuse me.
Oh, it's that dreadful old man again. I swear he's trying to chat me up. Excuse me.
Goodness.
Brian, you look like you could do with a coffee.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, that woman. You wouldn't think she could move so fast.
And what'd she give you, Jill?
It's a VIP table for their gala opening.
What?
Aren't you lucky? What do you reckon, Brian?
Oh, I give up.
I just got that picker at the marquee.
Wasn't he the one who won the raffle?
The lads hated it. Why is he getting free stuff when he's no fair in here? Get ready for that pint, I'll tell you.
Oh, thank goodness that's over.
Save us some cake, okay, Ed?
Yeah, of course. I'll see you.
Help me get this thing off, will you? I'm due at Grey Gables. I just can't reach the zip. Oh, dear. What a nightmare of a day. And you didn't make things any easier.
Me? Scaring the babies like that.
It was your bell.
Rubbish. One look at you and they were bawling for England. Now, kindly unzip me, Jazza.
Tundering, then.
Jenny and I are having dinner with some Rotarians.
Aye?
Is that the choir? They're legless.
Ah, just letting off steam, I reckon.
Now, hurry up. Come on, I'm ridiculously late as it is.
Sorry. No can do, Brian.
What?
What, but Zip seized up.
You're joking. I can't go to Great Gables like this.
Shame, but you're on your own. I've got a date with Jill Archer's sponge cake.
Hey, come back here, Jazza.
Hey, pass me those tea towels. I'll wash them tonight. Cutlery goes in the bowl.
Yeah, OK. Well, Fallon and Alice should be well pleased with today.
Oh, it was amazing. I loved the silver band and the choir was so high energy.
You've been past the beer tent. It's getting lively.
Oh, I bet it's those lads again.
Hey, that is yours, Jazza. Two big slices.
Cheers, Em. Do you reckon Kenton needs a hand?
I tell Harrison. He'll sort him, eh? He was talking cricket with Robert Snell by the duck pond.
Yeah, I'm going to go and find him.
Just did a great crack.
Huh?
Brian Aldridge stuck in his costume. Zip broke.
What? Linda's costumes are usually perfect.
Well, might have broke. Who knows?
You cheese.
Oh, thank goodness. Can you help? There's a fight about to start.
A fight?
Local youngsters and the pickers. Where's Harrison?
Ed went looking for him. Jill, you wait here and watch the takings. Jazza, come on.
And we're here.
I said stop, right? This isn't happening. It's bloody stupid. It stops now. Back off! I said back off! This is Ambridge. We don't treat people like that. Because we're decent folk. And the pickers, they're decent folk and all. No, you keep your twisted mind to yourself, lad. Because this ends now. All this rubbish, no more. Or you got me to deal with, right? Now clear off, all of you. Don't bother, mate. I know your dad. See, they get going, right, eh?
Ed, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, no worries.
Rest me. Hard as nails.
The picker's okay.
Yeah, looks like Adam's chatting to them.
What time do you call this, officer?
I'm sorry. Are you all right, Ed?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Could have got nasty.
No, it's not on. Here of all places.
Yeah, this is our home.
Yeah, we can't let this happen, you know. We can't, or everyone loses.
It's not right. What the hell's happening to this village?
There you are. The sandwich is ready.
You seen my new shirt?
Yeah, I washed and ironed it yesterday.
It's new. It didn't need washing.
Oh, there you are.
Thanks. I got splattered this morning.
We can have Kathy's lemon cake for pudding. I bought two at the fete.
Good. I'm starving. It's been a busy morning.
Oliver called, by the way. He's invited us to Grey Gables for lunch tomorrow.
Oh.
It's a sort of birthday treat, I think.
Yeah, well, nice of him, but I'm working through, Sheila.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're 2 days behind because of Anisha going around the country last week.
Oh, doing the vet checks on Matt Crawford.
We're hard-pressed enough without that creature taking up her time.
Mm-hmm. Do you want some pickle?
No, thanks.
I wish she'd never met him.
She's an intelligent woman. Why can't she see through him?
It's not that easy. We know that. Oh, sorry.
No, you're right. He's very slick.
Anyway, it can't be much longer. How many horses is he buying?
Who knows? Wouldn't be so bad if he stayed out of my sight, but I can't seem to escape him.
If it's stressing you out, you should tell him to meet Anisha somewhere else.
I did. I told him on Friday.
You saw him on Friday? What did he say?
He smirked a lot.
Odious little man.
Thinks he owns the place. Actually, it was worse than that, Sheila, because he...
Oh, starts... that'll be Mum. She said she'd pop over.
Only me.
Come on in.
Hello. I've bought your birthday card for tomorrow, Sheila.
Hi, Jill.
Oh, are you OK after yesterday? What did those kids think they were doing behaving like that?
They scared the pickers and they scared me.
Oh, what a horrible end to a lovely day.
Yes, it was. Fallon and Alice did a super job.
And then that.
Yes.
Damn, I'd better get off. I'll take my sandwich for later. Oh, Jill, apologies about those raffle prizes.
I do wish you told me earlier, Alistair. It was embarrassing. They'd advertised them, you see.
Well, sorry again. Bye now.
What about your lemon cake?
I'll have it later.
So where shall I put your card?
Oh, prop it up there, thanks, Mum.
Is Alistair all right?
Mm, too much work.
I thought having Anisha would reduce his workload.
Yeah, so did I.
Have you got a car to Kenton? Because I'm popping mine through his door, so I could take yours too.
Don't worry. I'll give it to him tomorrow.
You know he's in London for a couple of days. Jolene's taken him for a birthday break.
Oh, of course, I'd completely forgotten. Good for Jolene. Some time together and a few days R&R. Sounds lovely. Hang on, what section is that? Damn, wrong page. Stop, stop.
Printer playing up again.
Operator error, I'm afraid. Gosh, you look done in already. It's only 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I always sleep badly when I'm on call.
Get to bed early, that's what I do.
Yeah, well, I would do if I wasn't working so late, Anisha. We've lost 2 days because of your work for Crawford.
Right, do you want the good news or the good news?
Oh, to be an optimist.
Well, Matt's away all week, so I can catch up here. Although he did ask me to phone him tomorrow for some reason.
Did he?
And secondly, he's been paying on the day. Did I tell you? So that's great for our bank balance. Talking of which, you haven't finished your billing for last month.
Yeah, well, I'll get on with it tonight. Why does Matt want you to ring him?
No idea. But it's no good taking on all these clients, working our guts out if we're not going to get paid promptly, yeah?
Oh, who's this now? Oh. Afternoon, David. What can I do for you?
The cows are all ready for you. We did say 2 o'clock.
Oh, right. Yes, 2 o'clock.
It's 10 past.
You could have rung if you'd been held up.
Yeah, I'm on my way now, don't worry. I'll be 5 minutes. Right, gotta go.
Oh, do you want me to tell Harrison you can't make nets tonight?
Thanks, but to be honest, cricket is the last thing on my mind at the moment.
Yes, thanks, Jim. Cheerio.
Oh, hello.
Kirsty, what a nice surprise. Have you heard? We raised around £2,500 yesterday.
Linda told me this morning. It'll make the Happy Friends Cafe very happy.
It will. Have you been eating chocolate?
Is it round my mouth?
Afraid so.
Oh, is that better?
And the other side?
Oh. I had Lexi over for an English conversation session. We had hot chocolate each.
In this weather?
Yeah, we even dunked our biscuits.
Ah, that age-old British tradition.
And now we've run out of milk. Oh, before I forget, are you coming to Aquafit tomorrow? Leroy's missing you.
No, too busy, I'm afraid. So how was Lexi feeling about yesterday?
Oh, the fight. It sounded terrible. Roy told me when he got in. Were you still there?
Yes. Ed Grundy was the hero of the hour. He put himself right in between the two groups and stood his ground.
I'm glad I left early. Lexi said some of the pickers just want to go home now.
I don't blame them. What about her?
She's fine, but she was obviously shaken up by it.
So were we. I mean, she knows it wasn't Ambridge people, though.
A couple of them were, Jill. Roy and Ed recognised them.
That's terrible.
At least one was from Grange Spinney.
No.
Right, so it's everywhere.
Well, it shouldn't be. Shame on them.
We've heard Emma and Fallon are organising a barbecue on Wednesday.
Jim just told me at Jubilee Fields.
Yeah, and they're inviting all the pickers and as many from the village as can make it.
Everyone will want to come.
Definitely. Linda and I were talking about it at work. We need to show the pickers that they're genuinely welcome here in spite of last night.
Very true. Jim said you were doing a list of food. Put me down for a quiche.
Oh, yep, perfect.
Now, was Linda on early today?
We both were, yeah.
I need to tell her I can't make this afternoon's WI.
Isn't that the environmental speaker you found?
Yes, someone Carl knows from Felbisham. Talking about coral bleaching in the Barrier Reef.
Oh, with some shocking photos. Mm. I remember you saying, how come you're not going?
I've been invited to a project where they do art therapy for stroke survivors. I couldn't say no when they phoned. It's such important work.
People are still contacting you about their causes, then?
Every post brings more leaflets and letters, and I get at least 2 phone calls a day.
Oh, there'll be more when the Echo prints the photos of you and Lulu Duxford at the fete.
Oh, I expect you're right. Hadn't thought of that. I've even had a call from a young mum asking for help paying her rent because her landlord's more or less doubled it without any warning.
No. But you can't start giving people money, Jill.
I didn't. But she was crying on the phone. I felt so sorry for her. Goodness, look at the time. I'd better go.
Oh, are we still doing the hives on Thursday?
Yes. Hopefully, I'll be able to fit it in between meetings. Bye.
See you.
That's it, girl. All done.
Is she pregnant?
Yep. Let me put the scanner away and I'll do the prostaglandin.
So there's three pregnant, one not?
Correct.
Right. You know Tony's had his new Angus cattle delivered.
Did you go over there?
Well, I was passing. I couldn't resist it. Magnificent beasts.
Certainly are.
It took a bit of coaxing out the lorry. But they're in excellent condition, all of them.
Tony can choose his cattle.
Yeah, best eye in the county. Right, I better just text Pip. She's ordering a new grass seeds mixture. You wanted me to have a look at it before the order goes in.
Yeah, no problem. I'll get on with the injection.
A few deep-rooting herbs in there too.
Right, here we go then.
Alistair, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Not that one, she's pregnant.
Oh, yes, sorry, of course it's that one.
Yes, it is. For heaven's sake, Alistair, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
It's fine. Don't worry. No harm done.
Well, it's pretty damn close.
Sorry, I don't know what I was thinking.
We could have lost the calf.
Yeah, well, look, I won't charge for the injection, OK?
Yeah. OK, thanks.
Well done, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Oh, sorry, Sheila. Is this about time?
Oh, hi, Kirsty. Well, I've got another lesson in 10 minutes.
OK, well, a bit delicate, but I'll cut to the chase. I saw your mum outside the shop, and I'm a bit concerned.
Really? She seemed okay this morning.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I think it's amazing what she's been doing. All these campaigns she wants to support. But I'm just a bit worried people might try and take advantage, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, don't worry about mum.
She's bound to get some begging letters, and I know she's had at least one call.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, okay, I'll keep an eye out, but honestly, Kirsty, she's no soft touch.
No, I know that, but...
Oh, will you be seeing Fallon or Emma? I want to offer some food for this barbecue.
Actually, I'm doing the list.
Oh, oh, could you put me down for a salad?
Mm.
In fact, I'll bring two. Okay. There's bound to be a big turnout.
I hope so. The pickers need to know we're not all like those horrible lads.
Too right. Excuse me a moment. Alistair, Auntie Peggy wondered if you had time to look in on Hilda Ogden.
She'll have to book an appointment. Kirsty.
Hi, Alistair.
It didn't sound urgent. More of a query, I think.
She still needs to make an appointment.
Is everything okay?
Look, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, hang on, Alistair. Wait a minute.
Oh, see you Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Kirsty. I've had an idea.
Can this wait?
Shall I ask Anisha to cover for you tomorrow for a couple of hours?
She won't have time. Why?
Well, it's only... I was thinking if we did go for lunch at Grey Gables, both of us... We could try and persuade Oliver to move back.
We've talked about this, Shula. He's better off out of it.
Oh, that's not true. And I hate thinking of him alone. It's not at all what Caroline would have wanted.
Listen, we can't get distracted with Crawford around, so... Sorry, I have to prioritise the practice, and I'm running late now.
But you've been on call all weekend, and you haven't had a proper break for ages. Oh, damn, that's mine.
I'm on call tonight as well.
You're not? Oh, darling.
Why can't people get off my back?
Alistair! Hello, David. I'm about to start a lesson, so it's not a good time.
Oh, well, I'll agree with you there. Can you tell Alistair he's left his jacket at Brookfield?
Oh, yes, all right.
Shula, is he okay? I mean, he's just been here and he didn't seem himself.
Oh, yes, he is quite stressed at the moment.
Aren't we all? But we still need to concentrate on what we're doing.
Oh?
Sorry, the feed lorry's here. Bye then.
Bye.
Come on, answer. Sorry, Rex, carry on without me.
You've reached Alistair Lloyd. Please leave a message.
Oh, Alistair, where are you? This is the third time I've tried you. You're supposed to be on call this evening? Look, Jake Saunders at Edgeley's got an injured mare, but he's tried you repeatedly and can't get an answer. This is really infuriating. I've literally just arrived at Ness and I'll have to leave straight away now. It's not my turn on call. Where the hell are you?
Oh, I suppose if anyone can offer words of comfort...
It's other folk in the same position. My thinking exactly, Bertrand.
No one else really understands, not like we do.
True enough.
How it is to lose someone that you've loved all your adult life.
Of course, Oliver Sterling only met his missus once he'd retired.
That's so. Yeah, love is love.
And we know how it feels in his time of loss.
Yes, we do, Joe. You're right. And I don't say that a lot, do I?
Not enough, Bert Fry. Not nearly enough.
Do you think we should have brought something?
What, like?
Well, I don't know. Flowers.
Oh, we ain't romancing him.
No, of course not.
Any road, I'm saving my blooms for the flowering produce, Joe. My dahlias have come up a treat.
Oh, you ain't seen my marrows, Joe, or my beetroot. It's firm to perfection.
Ah, well, that's just maybe, but my runner beans, oh, best yet. Even Clary agrees.
No, it's going to be 2002 all over again. Me and my Frieda won a full house that year, a Fry landslide. Do you remember?
Don't say I does. Yeah. I do recall 2008, mate.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Joseph Grundy. Master Gardener.
Will you be able to keep your vegetables at Grange Farm, then?
Eh?
Well, when he moves back in.
Oh,
Oliver. I mean, he's not going to stay at a hotel forever, is he? Not when he's got Grange Farm on his doorstep. Right, let's ask for him at reception.
Morning, Anisha.
Morning. Where's Alistair?
I'm not sure. Have you checked his diary?
Well, there's not much point if he's not checking it himself.
Sorry?
He was supposed to be on call last night. We agreed.
He was on call?
I had to cover for him, which was infuriating because I had to miss nets.
He was definitely on call. He went out on a call. Oh, look, here he is. You can ask him.
Well, I'm sorry, Sheila, but it was me treating that poor Mayor in Edgeley, not Alistair.
I don't understand.
I wasn't very happy, I can tell you that.
Morning, Anisha. Mrs. Button cancelled her 11 o'clock, so I nipped out. These are for you, darling. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't think I'd forgotten?
No, of course not.
And before you ask, Anisha, I'm finishing all my billing after morning surgery, I promise. Then everyone's happy.
And am I supposed to be happy about you giving mates rates to Brookfield?
I'm sorry?
Your visit yesterday? You didn't charge for the prostaglandin.
Did you forget?
You checking up on me, Anisha?
Actually, I was trying to help you with your invoicing.
It wasn't mates rates, as you call it. It was a silly mix-up.
What kind of mix-up?
Okay, to be perfectly honest, I was rushing, worrying about all the paperwork I hadn't done, and I nearly ended up injecting the wrong cow.
What? With prostaglandin?
A pregnant cow?
Alistair!
It was fine. We noticed in time. No harm done.
What did David say?
Well, he wasn't happy.
I'm not surprised.
No.
Hence the discount.
It was a simple case of more haste, less speed.
And what happened last night?
What do you mean?
You were on call, weren't you?
Supposed to be.
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry, my phone seems to be playing up.
Your phone? So you didn't get Jake Saunders' voicemails and you didn't get any of mine?
Nothing. Sorry. Doesn't seem to be ringing properly. Don't know what's wrong with it. Shame Dan isn't here. He'd sort it out just like that, wouldn't he, Sheila?
Sorry?
Oh. That's odd. It's you.
I seem to be getting through now, don't I?
Yeah, very strange. Anyway, I've got some kittens to vaccinate, so I'll see you later.
So where was he?
I'm not sure.
Oh, damn, I'm late for a house call. Happy birthday!
What? Oh.
So we wanted to say if anyone knows how you feel, it's us.
Thank you, Bert. Sugar, Joe?
Four lumps, please.
Four?
Well, you can't taste it, posh stuff, can you? You see, being a widower, it's a shock to the system. None of us thought it'd be us left behind. Never.
No. There you go, Joe.
When I retired, I remember talking to Frieda about it. When I'm gone, I've said, you'll have to carry on with things, build a new life for yourself, you know. Right enough. But she never let me finish, always stopped me. Turned out she was right. I never even got a chance to say that, am I, Susan?
It's just so odd to be here without her.
So are you moving back to Ambridge then, Oliver?
I really don't know.
Well, it's no life in a hotel all alone, just with your memories.
Nothing wrong with it, Bert Fry. It's his hotel, if this is what he wants.
Well, he doesn't know what he wants. He just said, aren't you listening?
I'm not sure I can even think straight at the moment.
It's understandable.
Right. Well, now, I've got a suggestion for you, Oliver Sterling. Bert, there, he's right. It's no time to be alone. You want folk around you.
Very true.
So how about you move in with us?
Sorry?
You what?
You'll have company all the time. The little uns to keep us on our toes, and our Clary's cooking. Well, you can't do better in Borsetshire. So what do you say, eh?
I'm not sure what to say, Joe, except thank you very much for thinking about me. Yeah, it's incredibly kind of you. Well, of you all, and totally unexpected.
I've never heard anything like it.
And I really hope you won't be, you know, you won't be too offended when I very gratefully decline your considerate offer.
Fair enough. So that's a no, then?
Yes. I mean, no. It's a definite no.
Right you are. Let's clear that up.
Well, I'm speechless.
Yeah, I expect you'll be visiting the little boy's room before we go back, eh, Bert Fry?
We've only just got here.
And I've ordered us some cakes.
Oh, have you? Well, in that case, pass them sugar lumps. I need a few more if I'm going to get this tea down.
All I said was he needs to buy a new phone pronto if that one's playing up.
Right.
And he bit my head off. I mean, it was me who had to miss out on Nets and rush off to Edgeley. I think I'm entitled to be a bit annoyed. And you know yourself, Sheila, if he'd injected that cow...
She'd have miscarried, yes.
Our reputation wouldn't have been great. So look, is there something going on I should know about? Sorry to ask, but if there's been a death in the family or something, I don't want to put my foot in it.
All I can say is it's been an incredibly busy year for him. He really is quite stressed.
Being a vet is stressful. We just find ways of coping. Like my running and cricket. Alistair must have his own ways, hasn't he?
I'm sorry, but I must go. I'm at Grey Gables.
I don't want him to let us down.
Well, no one wants that, do they?
I still don't know where he was last night.
You're talking to the wrong person, Anisha. I'm meeting Oliver for lunch and I'm late, so you'll have to excuse me.
Okay. Sorry to sound off.
See you later.
You've got a damn cheap joke, Grundy.
Don't give it a rest.
You had no intention of offering comfort. Where's Android?
I offered him a bit of family life. What's wrong with that?
You just wanted to stop Oliver kicking you out of Grange Farm.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bert Fry. It was Christian charity, pure and simple.
Christian charity, my foot. You're shameless. Oh, why isn't this dryer working?
No, I didn't hear you offering him your spare room.
Well, I haven't got one, not with Rex and Toby. But that's not the point. You brought me here on false pretences, Joe, and I really don't appreciate it.
No, I'm sorry, Oliver, I don't believe it.
I swear, he asked me to move in with them. Joe Grundy and me in front of the fire at Grange Farm. I mean, can you imagine? With Eddie and Clary and Ed and Emma.
And the children.
And probably the ferrets as well.
Oh, he surely wasn't serious.
Deadly serious.
How on earth did you keep a straight face?
I've no idea. You know, I could practically hear Caroline dissolving into giggles.
Oh, yes.
She was so fed up with them last year, but deep down she always had a soft spot for the Grundys.
Yes. She'd have loved that story.
She would.
Oh, Caroline was such a good friend. I could tell her anything. Everything. If I was worried or needed a shoulder to cry on, she was always there for me. You know, sometimes I miss her so much it physically hurts. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Sheila, you were right.
Forgive me, Oliver. I know it's far worse for you.
But it helps to know someone else feels the same. I've got something for you. Sort of birthday present, if you like.
Oh, what is it? Oh.
Guy gave it to her. She said you always admired it.
Oh, it's her silver bracelet. Oh, Oliver.
It's for you. She'd have wanted you to have it.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Oh, Oliver, please come back to the stables. I feel terrible about you being here.
Now, you're not to worry about me. I need some space to
get myself together.
Yes, but you should be amongst friends.
Well, I can always move in with Joe then, can't I? Bert's face, he was more shocked than I was.
Oh, we shouldn't laugh, though, because it shows how worried the Grundys are.
Yes, I suppose it does.
Which rather begs the question, what are you going to do about Grange Farm?
Damn, damn, damn! Stupid, idiotic.
It's only me. Oh, what have you done?
Managed to scald myself. I was only trying to make a cup of tea.
Oh, well, keep it running.
No, it's fine. It wasn't much. Nice lunch.
Yeah, lovely. I thought you had appointments all day.
Is that my jacket?
Yes, you left it at Brookfield.
Oh, I wondered where that was.
David called me. He seemed worried about you.
Angry, more like.
And I've had Anisha on the phone too, wanting to know where you were last night.
My phone's playing up, I told you.
You told me you were on call.
Right.
So where were you? Please, Alistair, talk to me.
And say what?
It's affecting your work. You're making mistakes.
It won't happen again.
How do you know? Oh, darling, you're so stressed. I'm really worried about you.
I'm fine.
But everything's so tense. Why do you think Oliver left?
You must see that we've got enough problems of our own without worrying about Oliver.
He's lost his soulmate. He's heartbroken. And Caroline would have wanted him to be here with us.
Well, I'm a lot more concerned about Matt Crawford at the moment. He said on
Olive
Friday
needs
that...
us. He's grieving, for heaven's
Look,
sake.
Look, if I could bring bloody Caroline back to life, I would. But we've
Alistair.
Got worse problems. That came out wrong, but I'm trying to tell you...
She was our friend. How can you say
I'm
that?
I'm sorry, Shula. I didn't mean it like that. Shula! Idiot.
Oh, Kenton, it's me. Call me. I need your help. It's Alistair. I can't bear it. Kenton, I'm scared he's starting again. I think it's all happening again.
Let's see who it is, Ruby.
Oh, morning.
Morning. Sorry, Mr. Elliot. I was hoping to ask you about the housing development, but you've got your hands full, literally. Oh, she is gorgeous.
Well, usually she's been rather difficult today.
Oh, I'm upset with you, sweetheart. Oh, sorry.
No, but calm down, Ruby, you little pest. Stop wriggling.
You're fussing Holly. She can probably smell her.
Well, she's calming down now, that's something.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I wondered if you knew about all the opposition to the development.
Opposition?
It seems to be growing by the day. I'm getting worried.
Really? Look, why don't you come in? Ruby should settle on her blanket.
OK, then. Thanks, Mr. Elliot.
Careful, Phoebe!
I'm fine. It's hiding from me. Oh, that's it. Gotcha. Oh, a giant one. Look.
I can't believe you still find this so much fun.
After a year writing essays, picking strawberries is a joy. Anyway, so Konstantin tells him that Latvia is actually a different planet and he arrived in the TARDIS.
Honestly.
Oh, it was so funny, Lexi. You should have seen the lad's face. I haven't laughed so much in ages.
Right, the crates are nearly full. Let's take them over.
Oh, he's really caring too. I scratched my hand earlier and he actually kissed it better.
Are you coming?
Yes, sorry.
Oh. You know... You can't take Konstantin seriously.
Yeah, he's always joking around.
But he takes nothing and no one seriously, Phoebe.
That's what I like about him.
It drives me crazy. He's a grown man, not a little boy. And to be honest, is it a good idea to wind up his... Is that right?
Yes.
To wind up a stranger like that. Was this before or after he won the raffle?
Well, the lads were mouthing off when he won, so it was after that.
And then, surprise, surprise, there is a fight. Men.
But they were so rude to him. He's allowed to stand up for himself, isn't he?
Oh, for sure. But now things are worse than ever. There have been nasty words, unpleasant graffiti, then a fight. What's next?
I had Grundy stopped the fight, though. And anyway, this is why Fallon and Emma are organising a barbecue tonight. Because it's not us doing those things. It's not Ambridge.
No?
Of course not. The village wants to make everyone welcome. All the pickers, wherever they're from.
No one says these things to you, Phoebe. Or to Freddy. Oh, that was heavy.
Oh, yeah. You are coming tonight, aren't you? There's no point if the pickers don't come.
We are all coming, don't worry. And before you ask, I'm sure Constantin will be there too.
Perfect. Oh, she's gone out like a light.
Emma, do sit down.
Oh, thanks. I'm concerned that you might be put off by all the objections, because everyone seems to be against your houses at the moment.
So, who's everyone?
Well, actually, it feels like me and Ed are about the only ones in favour. It's infuriating, because there's no other way we'll ever get on the housing ladder. Plus, I think it's a bit rich for the Grange spinny lot to be joining in with the complaints when they've barely lived here themselves. They're not born and bred like us. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. She's just dreaming. Now, let me assure you, Emma, that a spot of NIMBYism is not about to stop this project.
Oh, it's much more than that, Mr. Elliot.
Is it? Do call me Justin, won't you?
Right. Justin, I had a look online and the houses look so lovely. There's green space in the middle and you're even protecting the older trees, aren't you? So what is their problem?
It's not the look of the place that's the sticking point.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I suspect it may be because we've been so generous with the number of affordable houses.
Okay.
It's only when people like you and Ed move in that the residents realise it's not a problem and affordable housing isn't going to attract...
Undesirables.
Well, yes. Sorry.
That is so unfair.
No, it certainly is. But the full plans will be on display in the village hall next week, so please do encourage people to look at them.
Oh, I will.
And there's a parish council meeting too, if you can make it.
We'll be there, me and Ed.
And if either of you felt able to speak up in favour of the scheme...
I don't think we'd actually speak.
No? But it would help enormously if a local resident puts the case for the development. Otherwise, it will look like the whole village is against it, won't it?
Which it is, more or less.
Then your support would be crucial. I don't give up easily when I've set my mind on something, Emma. And I suspect you're the same.
Well, that's true. But I'm not a public speaker. Anyway, I won't keep you, Justin. I better get over to Jubilee Fields for the barbecue.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry I can't make it. I'm having a meeting about the development as it happens.
OK, well, good luck. I just love your curtains, by the way. What colour is that?
Well, I call them grey, but Lillian calls them taupe.
Taupe. That's exactly the colour I'd have. More salad, Lexi?
Thank you.
Sorry, I'd have brought more if I'd known we'd be short. Our fridge is packed full of greenery.
I saw Kirsty's list and Tuna's down for salad. Isn't she here?
I haven't seen her.
Ah, well, nobody came for the salad, eh?
Yeah, afraid not.
Lily, while you're up, you tell Robert to put some best sausages on. He's gone doing a treat.
I think Tony's taken over the barbecue, but sure, I'll have a word.
I agree, they are delicious.
My pigs, Ian's, well, ex-pigs. Proud of them.
What?
I'll ignore him. It's pigman humour.
No, I see. I'm not sure I would enjoy eating animals I've cared for.
Nor me.
Oh, don't let your granddad hear you saying that, Phoebe. Or Adam.
True. Anyway, they're Tom's pigs, really, aren't they, Jazza?
Nah, he's too busy swanning around the world on his Nuffield thing. He's been in Warwickshire this week, then it's the States. Pretty much leaves the whole pork business to me nowadays.
Well, they're really tasty, whoever's they are.
See, Lexi, this is the real taste, Ambridge. Good, healthy food. How's the meat in Bulgaria?
In my family, we prefer chicken and pork, grilled usually, and we have lots of different stews.
You know, keen on sausages then?
We have kebabchite sometimes, but they're not like this. You know, the strangest thing for us is that you put all your food on the plate together.
You eat your salads first?
Oh, it ends up in the same place.
Yeah, he is right.
Finally, I had to wait ages for the chicken. It smells lovely.
Who put Roy in charge of the chicken?
I did, actually.
I'm sorry, Phoebe, but your dad's the fussiest man I know.
Well, I'm glad he's fussy. We don't want food poisoning, do we?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, anyone want another drink?
Aye, beer's all in.
You haven't finished that one yet.
I'll get Freddie or Johnny to bring some over. Lexi?
Not for me, thank you.
And you're working tomorrow, Ed, don't forget.
Actually, I want to say something, please, Ed.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to thank you for what you did at the fete. All the pickers, we are so grateful to you.
It was nothing.
It wasn't nothing.
No, it could have got really out of hand. It was a good job you were there.
I hear with you.
Give it a rest.
And you, Emma. We are so grateful that you and Fallon invited us today.
You must think we're all so small-minded.
Actually, I can understand it.
Aye?
Well, in Bulgaria, we have a lot of Roma people. They are our biggest ethnic minority.
Right.
People can be very unkind to them, even violent. It's not nice.
It happens everywhere, I guess.
Doesn't make it right.
Every culture has its outsiders.
Aye, well, I'm for Glasgow, me, so I've only ever been an outsider in here.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a prat, Jazza, not because you're Scottish.
Clary's cheesecake is lovely.
Mm. You'd think I'd get fed up of strawberries, but that will never happen.
Mm. I've spotted a whole crate of red wine down there.
Pour me a glass, then.
People seem to be enjoying themselves, don't you think? Here.
Ah, they're mixing really well. Even Bert's chatting away to Lexi and Sonia.
Lucky them.
Yeah. They need to see we're not against them, you know? Mm. I was mortified about the fete. Seeing everyone on Monday morning was awful.
Yeah, Freddie said the same.
They're our friends, you know? Look at Lexi. She's great fun, but really interesting too.
I can't work out how old she is.
She's got daughters a bit younger than you, believe it or not.
Wow. She does not look old enough. Ah, there's Rex and Anisha. Now, have you seen Toby anywhere?
Sorry?
Keep your eye out, because he still owes me for my scruff gym picture. And if he doesn't pay up by the end of the month, he's in big trouble. Phoebe, are you listening?
Sorry, I'm just going to see if Constantine's okay.
Constantine? Ah, Constantine with the eyelashes. Now, he is gorgeous. Wasn't Tracy Horgan after him?
Tracy? But she's way too old for him. See you in a bit.
Okay. Lexi isn't the only interesting picker, then.
Yeah, I had to check on the pulse for Dad again this afternoon. It's the third time this week. Now, where'd you get to, Em?
I went to see Justin Elliott.
She's a mad woman. What do you want to talk to him for?
He was okay, actually.
Don't be fooled, Emma. Emily and his kind of pig farming is not okay.
Just to let you know, there are puddings over there.
He said he's going ahead, okay. Whatever people say.
Well, that's good.
So, the sweets are all laid out. There's everything from bread and butter pudding to spotted dick.
I'll baffle the Bulgarians.
Can I get you anything, Ed?
No, I'm stuffed.
You can get me some of Linda's Black Forest gatto.
That's already gone, I'm afraid.
Rock.
Emma, thanks so much for organising this.
Oh, thanks for helping.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just so important we reach out to people, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So what else did Justin say about the hoosies?
Yeah, well, he's determined to carry on with it.
Are you talking about the Bridge Farm housing development? My mum says you can't actually fit 18 houses in that space. It's only 3 and a bit acres, isn't it?
It'll be fine.
Yeah, but people need space, though. I couldn't live without space to breathe.
Well, not everyone can afford space.
Aye, not everybody's as lucky as you, Lily.
Just saying. Anyway, if you want any of Jennifer's baked apples, they're going fast.
Thanks.
Honestly.
Oh, it's no her fault she lives in a stately home with money gushing out her ear holes, eh? Not that without lifting a finger.
Don't give her a break.
Just saying.
He's right, Ed. We work our fingers to the bone, don't we? Lived here all our lives, raised our kids here, contributed to the community. We're always helping people, everyone, anyone. That's just who we are. But you know what? We give way more to Ambridge than we ever get back.
And there's some cream over there, or sprinkles if you prefer. Please help yourself.
Hey, Lily!
Where have you been? The red wine's nearly gone, can you believe it? But I've hidden us a couple of bottles.
Great. Can I have some now?
Hang on.
Actually, can I take the whole bottle?
Why not? Here you are.
Thanks. Hey, do me a favour.
Sure.
If my dad asks, tell him I'm sleeping at yours.
Of course. Oh, that'll be lovely. We can have such a girly night. I've got
the
a great DVD
is,
and we'll sneak the rest of this one.
No, I'm not actually coming over.
Sorry? Oh, I see. The drop-dead gorgeous Constantine.
Yep. So will you cover for me, please?
Of course I will.
Great. So, see you tomorrow.
You have fun.
I hope so.
Go Phoebe.
There you are. I've been looking all over.
Have you?
No one knew where you were.
I needed a few minutes to myself.
Okay. Garden's looking beautiful. Want a coffee?
No, thank you.
I'm grabbing a quick break between appointments. Anisha's breathing down my neck.
Right, well, I've got things to do.
Look, I've said I'm sorry, Shula. I don't know what else to do. It's just better all round if Oliver stays at Grey Gables. We've got enough on our plates.
Have we?
Yes, we have. It's bad timing, that's all.
Bad timing. Okay.
I didn't mean it like that. Come on, you know I thought the world of Caroline, and I really like Oliver. What I said was unbelievably tactless. I feel awful. Fine. I'll see you later.
Oh, Alistair.
Phoebe! Hey, Phoebe!
What are you doing here?
I was driving past and I thought, I wonder if Phoebe's in. So? How was it with the lovely Constantin?
Shh!
Oh, sorry, is your dad home?
Yes, he's off this week.
Well, get in then and tell me everything.
Oh, I can't, Lily. It's a complete nightmare.
Oh, dear. Didn't it go well?
What? No, that was fine. Great, actually. But you only just told me there was a problem with the condom.
Hey, girls. Oh.
What are you up to?
Oh, hi, Kirsty. Just chatting, you know, girly stuff.
You look like you've seen a ghost, Phoebe.
Gave me a shock, that's all. I thought you were working today.
No, I spent the morning at Arkwright Lake admiring the herons. Then I'm doing the hives with Jill later.
Oh, that's nice. Gran loves her bees.
Oh, me too. I'm still a novice, but, you know.
So, today you've been learning about the birds and the bees?
I suppose I have. Very funny. See you later.
Lily?
Sorry, I couldn't resist. So, what happened to the condom?
Shh. Why didn't he say something last night?
Who knows? And when he told me at work this afternoon, he actually thought it was funny.
That's awful. But you are on the pill.
I usually have the injection, but it's run out. I should have gone to the doctor last month, really, but I wasn't seeing anyone, so...
Right, jump in. I'm taking you to get the morning after pill.
No, I can drive myself. I just came home to get some money.
I know an amazing, very discreet pharmacy near Borchester, but it is tricky to find.
Oh, okay, then.
One of my mates from college went last month, so I know what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Lee.
What are friends for? Belt on? What is that?
Your engine's already running.
Of course it is. And off we go.
No, it was lovely. And we strolled along the river.
You could stroll along the river here.
Yeah, then we spent the afternoon at V&A and can't do that in Ambridge, Mum.
So you had a nice birthday?
Yeah. Now it's back to reality. We've been back 20 minutes and Jolene's already flat out.
Aren't you helping her? Honestly, Kenton, don't leave things to other people all the time.
Excuse me, I'm working all afternoon while she puts her feet up.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Shula's now to wish her a happy birthday. Well, belated birthday, as I was away. And then, Mum, I promise my nose will be straight to the grindstone.
Good. And can you remind Shula that she was supposed to take salad for the barbecue? So when she didn't turn up, it caused quite a few problems, according to Ruth.
Well, that's not like Shula. It must have been a mix-up. So you didn't go yourself, then?
I sent a quiche with David and Ruth, but I was too busy. They insisted on going there so early.
You're right, Mum. You sound really frazzled.
I'm a bit. It's all the paperwork that keeps pouring through our letterbox.
Oh. Kenton, thank goodness.
I mean, should I campaign against loneliness in older people? Or fine cuts to after-school literacy programmes? I have no idea.
Yeah, Mum, why don't you go to some meetings? See which one inspires you.
That's what I'm doing, but it's not easy.
Sure, anyway, listen, I'm at the stables now. I'll come over to see you at the weekend.
Okay, then, bye.
Yeah, cheerio. Right, don't worry, sis. We're going to sort this all out.
I can't bear it.
What makes you so sure...
Well, hang on a minute.
Oh, sorry. What makes you so sure Alistair's gambling again?
It's the only explanation. Where else was he on Monday night?
Did he see a friend or something?
He said he was on call, I told you. He left the house as if he was on call.
Oh, yeah, come on, sit down, you're making me dizzy.
Oh, he said his phone was playing up, which was obviously a lie. I've asked him again where he was, so has Anisha, but he just gets angry.
OK, is there anything else going on?
works manic, but that's nothing new.
But he's behaving differently in some way.
Oh, he's making mistakes. David was furious with him on Monday afternoon. He nearly injected the wrong cow. It would have been a disaster.
OK, so that happened Monday afternoon, and he went AWOL Monday night.
Yes. So that could have tipped him over the edge, couldn't it? Surely you see why I'm so worried.
Yeah, I'm afraid I do.
Oh, Canton, he's tried so hard to get past it. He really has. It'll break my heart, but if he is gambling again, I really can't go back there again.
No.
It'll be the end of our marriage. The end of everything.
Hey, shh.
I haven't the strength.
I know. That was a terrible time.
Oh, why couldn't he have talked to me? I was right here. Why not let me help? Instead, he's thrown it all away and there's nothing I can do.
OK, I agree. The gambling's a definite possibility. But we don't know anything for sure.
What if he's lost thousands again? More? We could lose the house, the businesses, everything. Oh, Kenton, what am I going to do?
Shula, stop, please. Stop torturing yourself. You've got no choice. You have to face this head on. I mean, if you're right, if he is gambling, we'll deal with it, OK?
Oh,
no, we will, I promise. You've got your family around you. We're all here for you every step of the way.
I can't take it.
Surely the worst thing is not knowing. I mean, this is killing you. It's purgatory. You can't have slept, and I bet you're not eating.
No, I feel sick all the time.
So you have to get him to tell you the truth. Then you can make some decisions, OK?
Yes. Nothing can be worse than this.
It wasn't that bad, Phoebes. The pharmacist was lovely.
Oh, always does this in fifth.
I'm still annoyed. £26 down the drain.
Well, you could ask him for half.
Do you think I can?
Actually, Constantine should pay for it all. I mean, it was his condom.
He'll say I'm making a fuss over nothing. He was so not bothered. You better slow down for the bridge.
No, that's fine, don't worry. Yeah, typical guy. You can't trust them an inch.
Oh, my stomach.
Sorry, it's not usually that bad. This car needs a service. I must ask Mum.
Anyway, I should have known better. I knew my injection was due.
I'm sure it was worth it for an incredible night of passion with Constantin.
Yeah.
Now you've got your roof back.
Oh, Kirsty, I'm so sorry.
There you are.
Have you finished?
Yep, all done.
Oh, that's good.
The colonies are fine. They might be slightly light on winter stores, especially the M1, but you can check on that next week.
Let me help you with your hood.
Oh, thanks. I can't apologise enough. I got stuck at a meeting in Waterloo Cross.
Oh, that's better. What were you doing there?
It was about resettling refugees. The woman running it was fascinating.
I thought you were supporting art therapy for stroke survivors.
I was, I am. But there are so many charities in need of help. I had a call today about befriending older people in Darrington. They want to talk to me about their work too.
Well, I hope you said no.
It's a very good cause, Kirsty. Loneliness is dreadful.
I know, sorry,
especially
obviously
when you're
it's
older.
A good cause. What I'm saying is that there are only 24 hours in a day.
Of course,
and
but
you are only one person. Come on, let's sit on the bench.
You see, after that publicity last month, and then the photos in the Echo this week...
Everyone wants a piece of you.
So many people in desperate need, you know.
I do know, but you can't ride to everyone's rescue, Jill, or you'll make yourself ill. And then you'll be no use to man or beast. Or bees. It's about priorities.
They're all priorities if they need help.
But are you the only person who can help? Or are you a private citizen in her 80s who's already got quite a busy life?
That sounds like an excuse not to get involved.
OK, well, what's the thing you care about most? Apart from family, of course.
Well, that's easy, the bees. And as we know, they need all the help they can get at the moment.
This new research, you mean?
The pesticides they use on oilseed rape. What do they call them?
Neonics.
That's right. They definitely harm bee populations. Whatever Brian says, it's been proven.
So what apart from bees matters to you?
Well, the WI, of course. And Happy Friends. The work they're doing to combat food waste has become really close to my heart.
So it's bees first, WI and Happy Friends. Those are your focus for now, OK?
I suppose so.
Right, we'll support those. And nothing else, or you'll spread yourself too thin, honestly.
But what do I do with all the letters and leaflets? There are two whole piles.
Recycling bin. And in the meantime, we can sit here for a minute and admire your wonderful bees.
Yes, I'll see you there tonight. Bye. Oh, Shula, I didn't see you. You okay?
Who was that?
An old friend. I said I'd meet him in Borchester.
I asked who it was.
Sorry?
And where are you going?
Oh, come on, what is this?
While you're at it, you can tell me where you were on Monday night.
What are you... All right, yeah. I mean, you've got a right to know.
Yes, I have.
That was Morris on the phone.
Morris?
Yes.
Morris Hawking?
My GA sponsor, yes. It was him I was meeting on Monday. He suggested I went to an extra meeting. He just called to say there's one tonight in Felpersham.
Are you gambling again?
No! That's the point.
So you're not?
I'm trying my damnedest not to.
Really?
Really.
Oh, thank heavens. I thought... I honestly thought...
I swore to you I'd never gamble again, Shula. I won't ever break that promise.
Oh, Alistair.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. You've been so upset about Caroline and then Oliver. I didn't want to burden you with my pathetic problems.
How long have you been feeling like this?
Since Crawford came here on Friday.
Oh, you have to try and ignore him. What's the point in letting him get to you like this?
Because he can get to me.
What do you mean?
He threatened to tell Anisha about my gambling.
No.
I could almost cope with that, but then he mentioned the horse doping.
Oh, Alistair, he wouldn't.
He would. Then she'll walk out, and who would blame her?
He's pure poison.
You're telling me. What are we going to do?
Oh, I have no idea. But we do have to stick together, all right? We have to be strong and united if we want to protect ourselves.
Oh, to be honest, Matt loves wrecking people's lives. It's what he does best. So it's only a matter of time before he tells Anisha everything. And then I'm finished.
Hiya! Are the monsters on cherries today?
Morning, Lexi.
Oh, you look terrible. Your face is almost green.
I had a bad night, that's all. It was Lily driving, Freddie's sister. Lord knows how she passed her test. I've been throwing up since.
And you're shaking. You should go home and sleep.
Do you think so?
It will help.
Okay, maybe I will. Actually, I'm feeling worse by the minute.
Right, I'm driving you. Give me your keys.
Won't Adam be annoyed?
He's out for the day, but he wouldn't want you here if you're ill.
Oh.
Phoebe, Scoopa, don't worry, you just need some sleep.
It's not that. It's just, how can I go home if Dad's there? He'll be so cross.
You're not well. Why would Roy be cross?
Because I think it's the morning after pill.
Sorry?
Making me sick. I took it yesterday and I've been ill all night.
The morning after... okay. Constantin.
I know. I thought it would be fine, but he only told me yesterday afternoon.
Told you what?
The condom. There was a problem.
Ha!
I wish he'd told me straight away.
You have to take that pill within so many hours, am I right?
72, but it works better the sooner you take it.
So you took it yesterday afternoon?
And I've been throwing up ever since.
Okay, I don't know if the pill made you sick or Lily's driving, but what I do know is if you vomited too soon, then it won't have worked.
Oh, no. You're right. Oh, what am I going to do? I can't get pregnant, Lexi. I can't.
It's fine. You're still within the 72 hours, so we'll get you another pill. Will you need to see a doctor?
I know there's a sexual health clinic in Borchester. I think they can sort out everything there.
Good, because I'm afraid young Constantin has been a busy boy this summer, so you should get yourself checked out.
What? Really? Why am I so stupid?
Oh,
didn't, Clara.
They did.
He actually invited Oliver to move in with you.
Can you imagine?
But that's where he lived with Caroline.
Exactly. How tactless can you be? But you know Joe.
Grange Farm is Oliver's property. He has every right to move back in.
Oh, why do you think I'm keeping the place spotless? If he thinks we're mistreating it...
He can ask you to leave whenever he wants.
Yeah, I know that, Susan. You're not making me feel any better.
That's the reality of the situation. There's no point denying it.
I'm not. I'm worried sick. I've left 3 messages for Shula to see if she knows anything, but she still ain't phoned back. That's not good, is it?
No. Tell you one thing, though, Clara.
What?
I'd have given quite a lot of money to have seen Oliver's face, wouldn't you?
Certainly would.
You two are having fun.
Oh, we're still working, Tom. We haven't stopped potting.
Pat said you've been over in Warwickshire.
Oh, I have, yes. I met up with another Nuffield scholar, and he's given me lots to think about before I go to the States.
Oh, is that this weekend? I can't keep up with you.
Yeah. So, I've brought a sample of the fermented foods to show you. It's one of the kefirs.
Right.
Yeah, they went down really well at the Food and Drink Awards, so I'm hoping to get them into production fairly soon after I get back.
And where will you do that?
Oh, here, actually.
You mean we'd be making it?
Well, that's the idea. We'd be crazy not to make use of your expertise, wouldn't we? So, let me just get the lids off. There we go.
Oh. Very, nice.
Tuck in, then.
Sorry. You want us to...
Have a taste.
Oh, well, actually, Tom, I'm not that hungry at the moment. I'll try it later.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, just a taste. Give it a go.
Oh, the smell isn't very attractive, Tom. Oh,
shall I have some first? It's quite tasty, actually.
OK, then. Just a tiny bit.
Here it goes.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, maybe it's an acquired taste.
I won't be acquiring that one, thank you very much.
Nor will I.
The health benefits are enormous. It boosts the bacteria in your gut.
Oh, bet it does.
Seriously, the medics say it has an incredibly positive impact.
Oh, but have they tasted it?
Who?
The medics. It's one thing advising us to eat something. It's quite another expecting people to pay good money for that.
I'll leave it here in case you want to try a bit more then. Sorry, I'd better take this. Hello?
We've got to produce that.
Oh, typical Tom Archer, taking advantage. Well, any extra hours will have to be at the same rate.
Oh, higher?
Yes, higher. Danger money. Oh, that kefir stuff is what you call a hazardous substance.
Is it okay? They can see you now?
Yes, thank goodness. I'm next in.
Good. And they can, you know, check you over?
Yep, they do everything. I just hope I don't see anyone I know. I'm mortified.
How are you feeling? Any more sickness?
It's pretty much constant, but I'm blocking it.
Good idea. Do you want to read a magazine?
I'm not sure I want to touch anything here.
Phoebe, these people are just the same as you.
I know, but I'm not used to doing this kind of thing. Anyway, thanks for driving me, Lexi. I don't know who else I could have talked to.
Your mum, Kate, seems pretty cool, no?
It's all a big front. She'd be no good. I'd be better off telling Granny.
Mrs. Aldrich?
Exactly. Dad'd be okay, but just really disappointed in me. He'd try to hide it, but I'd still know.
Of course. And your stepmom?
Hayley would be great, except she lives in Birmingham. She's so far away.
It's not that far. My daughters are 2,000 kilometres away from me.
Oh, I know. Sorry, Lexi. You must miss them so much.
I do. Although I don't know how much they are missing me. I'm sure they love the money I'm sending over.
I'm sure they'd rather have you at home.
Yes, maybe. When I was young, my mother was too embarrassed, mortified, did you call it, to talk about sex. Even the word made her blush.
So who did you talk to?
My Aunt Biljana seemed to know everything. I was very impressed.
I bet.
Having said that, by the time I was your age, I already had a baby and was pregnant with another. So perhaps she didn't know so much after all.
Okay, then. Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers. Oh, hey, Emma.
Hiya, Tom. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, my phone hasn't stopped ringing, and I need to pack for my trip to the States.
Oh, you're researching your fermented foods there?
Yeah, that's right. I've got a week in New England, gathering ideas for recipes and production, then a week visiting New York delis, observing their marketing.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Well, hopefully. But I'm afraid your mum and Clary weren't overly impressed with the sample.
Oh, no one likes anything new. That's Ambridge for you. Are they on their break yet?
Yeah, should be any minute.
Oh, while I've got you, Tom, I wanted to say, I'm really glad you're selling land to Damara.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear. Fingers crossed for planning permission. Let's hope the online complaints don't scupper everything.
Do you think they will?
Who knows? There's more every day. Mum thinks some of them are because it's Justin Elliott, nothing to do with the actual project.
Oh, people can complain all they like, but Ambridge does need new housing and no one else is offering to build it.
Yeah. Oh, nice one, Mum. She's cracking open some bubbly later to celebrate the new Angus's and my America trip.
Oh, I saw the new cattle as I came past. They are beautiful, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome to join us.
Oh, no, thanks. I ain't got anything to celebrate. Not yet, anyway.
Did I tell you the nurse said that there's a 24-hour sick bug going round?
Are you feeling sick now? We're nearly home.
I'm okay at the moment.
So the checks they did...
For STIs.
You'll get your results by text.
Yep, in a couple of weeks.
I hate to think of Violetta and Nevenia going through all of this. And who would help them? My mother would rather die than talk about that kind of thing.
Your aunt isn't around anymore?
She moved away, unfortunately. So, they said you shouldn't take that pill yet.
This one? No, not until I know I can keep it down.
How long for?
3 whole hours.
You will feel better soon, I'm sure you will. Here we are. I'll park next to Kirsty's car, shall I?
Anywhere's fine. Thanks, Lexi. I honestly couldn't have got through this without you.
You're welcome.
So remember, the moment you feel better...
You take that pill.
Thanks. I will.
I'll tell Adam you're unwell. Don't worry, everything will be fine. Here are your keys. Phoebe, are you okay?
I feel sick again. Oh, no. Sorry, Lexi! Sorry!
Oh. I'll have Kira any time, you know that.
Oh, thanks, Clary. It's an 80th birthday in Loxley Barrett, so 3 or 4 hours work max.
Psst! Has he gone?
Who, Tom?
Yeah, it's all clear.
Why are you hiding from Tom?
Well, he might want us to try that revolting kefir again.
He said you didn't like it.
You want a drop of coffee, Emma?
Oh, no, thanks. I've already had two this morning.
Oh, I'll have some claret. Take the taste away.
You're not suffering from last night, are you?
No.
What happened last night?
Oh, me and Ed drank the bottle of wine Jennifer gave him.
Jennifer gave him some wine?
To thank him for stopping the fight at the fete.
Oh, good for Jennifer. If Ed hadn't have intervened, who knows what could have happened. No, Ed was very brave. Honestly. Cheek of those lads to come into our village and behave like that. Neil said there were some from Edgeley.
Yeah, and at least 4 or 5 from Darrington. Eddie recognised them from the Air and Ains.
Oh, typical.
And a couple from Grange Spinney.
Really? Don't that.
I saw them myself.
Still, there were more from outside, weren't there?
Mum, were you really agreeing with Jennifer when she was complaining about the housing development the other day?
What? No, I wasn't agreeing.
Yeah, I hope not.
Not at all. Although she might have a bit of a point, love. I mean, we don't know who'd be moving in.
Just because there's some affordable housing.
All kinds of folk could come in from Darrington or Edgeley. Just the sort of lads we're talking about. There could be graffiti, fighting, all that.
People keep talking about rough sorts moving into Ambridge.
Well, we don't want any more trouble, do we?
But what they actually mean, Mum, is us. Me and Ed.
No.
Kira and George, we're the undesirables.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Surely we've got as much right to our own home as Will and Nick or Fallon and Harrison.
Of course you have, love.
No one's saying you haven't,
So why is everyone slagging off affordable housing?
You're being very hard on people. That's not what they mean.
Yeah, it is.
I'm only just starting to see this place for what it is. Ed and me, we're the outsiders, aren't we? Outsiders in our own village.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.